This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. We'll start off on this Thursday evening by saying good evening to Don.
Considering the disparity in name value.
I did not ask for that.
Disparity.
I'd also like to say good evening to Michael.
My goodness.
Also,
that drop's going to hurt, by the way. I'm not telling you not to play it. Have fun with it. It stings. I don't know if you're a whistle swallower, Peter.
Excuse me? Now,
that one doesn't bother me at all.
Now, Tom, who just called us, tweeted Don and said, I got nervous and screwed up in my question. I meant, who's a better matchup to take down the Lightning in the finals, the Islanders or the Flyers?
I think I answered his question, and I told him, don't worry about it. He got nervous. I don't know why you get nervous talking to us.
You know, it's a big deal being on this show. By the way, I got to tell you, another big day of Cameo. I'm on Cameo at Rosenberg Radio, making just, you know, buku bucks. Slight exaggeration. But I heard, I got to get it right. My phone's not next to me. I believe his name was Brett. Heard from a gentleman in Australia.
Okay.
Who listens to the show almost every day.
We're big in that community. That's where Jarv is. Jarv's
right.
Always been.
Jarv from Oz.
Yeah.
So he said the only reason he did the Cameo was so I could tell you guys just how worldwide our reach was. That there's proof. And, you know, I brought up the Cameo thing on Hot 97 this morning. Somehow Ebro managed to make it a conversation about something else and not.
I listened a little bit today. I thought
you
it
did?
Was wonderful. Yeah, you were. It was a deep conversation. About
was it a topic matter? Was it a topic matter we might not discuss here?
Well, it was about human trafficking.
Oh, yes, that
which
was.
Which we haven't discussed here. We're not afraid to discuss it.
Sure.
But I'm not sure when it would come up in conversation. But
no, it's nice to not have. We have a lot of things that are forced into sports. Fortunately, the disgusting, one of the most disgusting, vile things that happens in society. I'm glad we can leave that out. But we talked a little bit about the Cameo, and Michael hits. Ebro pulled a Michael. Oh, maybe I would do it for charity. I'm like, no, you won't. No, you're not going to do it for charity.
Might be a lost cause, my G.
So you end up making me look like a bad guy. Because I just come out honestly and say, I'm not doing Cameo for charity. Obviously. Now, listen. If I meet someone on the street and they come up to me and go, hey, I'd really like to get a drop from you for my radio show. I'm not going to go, sorry, dude, $50 on Cameo. I'm going to do the drop. You know how many drops? I've done endless drops and messages and
of
stuff
course.
Like that. I'll continue to do it.
Have. We've all done that. As a show, we've done it. How many times we've gotten together when we were in the studio? Hey, somebody's getting married. They want us to.
I'll forever do that. The thing about the reason I don't feel bad taking the $50 for a Cameo is you're doing it on demand with a specific script. It's someone being like, hey, I want this.
Ebro
goes down the same fakakta path that Michael did of maybe blah, 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 blah. Hey, listen, these are hard times, brother.
Hey, listen.
We've got to stack our cash.
Well, and I wouldn't even go as far as to say because it's scripted. I would say is that everybody that goes on Cameo to get something from you or Carlin or Rusty Wallace or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, other people that are on Cameo, they know they're going to have to pay for it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be going to Cameo. Now, if somebody runs up to you in the street or they end up finding your email or getting to you in some other way and maybe DMing you, well, then that might be somebody that is not necessarily willing to pay.
Right.
But when you go to Cameo, you know that in order to get something from Peter, it is going to cost $50. So,
which is exactly why I don't really, I don't know why people feel so bad about it. It's an optional service. People aren't being forced to go do cameos for people. But anyways, it's been entertaining. So shout out to Australia. Apparently we get love there, Don.
You're convincing me. I've downloaded the app.
Now, people may try to convince you to do a rant, though. That would be the hard part.
Well, I do not rant on demand.
That's
not
the thing.
For
you
money.
Couldn't do it. Now, Carol Baskin from Tiger King, she's charging $300 a pop. I heard Caitlyn Jenner, $2,500 a pop. What does Caitlyn Jenner have to say? No way her drops are better than mine. Not a chance.
Can't imagine.
Well, you guys know the story of the day. Well, there's two. But the one we've already covered the most today is, of course, the passing of Tom Seaver. And by the way, Yankees and Mets right now didn't start out too good for Gesellman on the hill. But the Mets have willed their way back in. Familia's now on the mound. And it's 4-4 in the fifth.
Famiglia. What, how did you used to say it?
I believe there's a drop of it. I believe I said Famiglia. You should have took him out and put in Famiglia, but you didn't. Listen, I was still just really trying to push myself back into baseball.
You should take him out and put in Famiglia, but you didn't.
But the big, probably the biggest sports news of the day would be the hiring of one Steve Nash. And the Nets GM, Sean Marks, was on Woj's pod earlier. Woj pod. And he talked about how Steve Nash's name came about for this job.
I talked to Steve about this, you know, over the past sort of decade, about what life after basketball will look like for him and what he wants to, what endeavors, you know, he wants to pursue. I knew he'd be a tremendous asset to whatever team, whatever organization, you know, could bring him on board. And, you know, this last summer, it changed because the narrative was, you know, Steve had searched me out. And when he knew the job was open and said, look, I want to put my hat in the ring here. And, you know, we started talking. It moved very quickly. But obviously excited to have a guy of his caliber, his stature, to be coming in here to lead this organization forward.
Do you want to hear from the man who lives at sea?
Yes, Windy.
I'm talking about Wind Horse at Sea. Here he is on Greeny's show, who calls him Windy for whatever reason. Talking about the Nets taking a risk with Steve Nash.
Wind horse in space!
You're rolling the dice with a guy who's never been a head coach before. There is a long history of these types of hires, from Steve Kerr to Derek Fisher to Mark Jackson, you know, to Isaiah Thomas. Some of them have been successful. Jason Kidd, some of them have been successful and some of them have not. I have no idea how it's going to go, but I understand how they got here.
And let's see. Let's keep going on the line here. Let's hear from Richard Jefferson, who was on Get Up. And Richard Jefferson had a very hot take on Twitter yesterday. Did you see it?
I heard about it. I didn't get a chance to read it.
We'll get to that in a second. But here's RJ on Get Up, surprised at Nash getting the hire.
This is out of nowhere. Obviously, I have a lot of connections. Right. I call games for the Brooklyn Nets. Know, you know, so many people in the organization. Steve Nash, I didn't even know he wanted to coach. And so, you know, Steve is one of the smartest basketball minds that I've ever been around. Is beloved by everybody he's ever played with. But I just didn't know. So I look forward to this. I trust Sean Marks. I believe that Steve wouldn't have been hired a first-time head coach if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving didn't also believe in the hire. I think you do that when you have great players. You see what, you know, kind of the room is. And, you know, I wish, you know, Steve Nash the best of luck, and I look forward to it.
Now, the tweet that got Richard Jefferson into a lot of interesting conversations yesterday. He said, Giannis might be a Pippen. There, I said it. He needs his Jordan. And it got me thinking this morning, Don, what is it about the NBA in particular that once you finish your career and become a broadcaster, you instantaneously become a troll? Because you can't tell me that's not the world's biggest trolling tweet.
Well, troll is strong. Trolling to me is like he doesn't like Giannis.
No, trolling is trying to get a reaction.
I don't know. I think, well, I guess you're right, but I think it kind of comes from a place of I want to get a reaction because I don't like this guy and I want to stir it up. I mean, listen, he wants to have an opinion, and he has an opinion. Is
Giannis,
it that crazy?
Giannis, yes. Giannis averaged 30-11 this year, 28-10 last year, 26-8 the year before. The year before that, and by the way, five assists every year as well. And then you're talking about just statistically, it's not reasonable to say that he's a Pippen. And listen, Pippen's a great player. In fact, Pippen weighed in on the conversation as well. Pippen tweeted, "I'm not Giannis. I don't have back-to-back league MVPs, parentheses, he will in a matter of days. And he's not me. The question is, who are you as a player?" Laughing face.
See, that's not right.
but at least he said laughing
hear me
face.
Out. Hear me out.
Go ahead.
I don't necessarily agree with him, but I want to try to defend him. Let's say Pippen and Jordan never got together. Let's say Pippen stayed in Seattle. His numbers would have been dominant, I'm sure, and I'm sure he would have had a chance to be one of the top 50 players of all time. But they never win in Seattle. Or they come up short in Seattle, and nobody plays with Pippen. He's a great player. And you could say, you know, he needs, you know, maybe he's a Robin. Maybe he needs a Batman. And be like, how can you say that? Look at how dominant he is. He's one of the top 50 players of all time. But when he's with Jordan, guess what? He's Robin. If LeBron James went to Milwaukee, guess what Giannis would be? He might be Robin. If KD went to Milwaukee, there's a chance that Giannis would be Robin. I think that's what he's talking about. Forget the numbers, is that maybe he just needs another player. And maybe if you were lucky enough to have that player be better, then he would be Robin, right?
Yeah, but it just doesn't add up as a comparison right now. By the way, this got messier. Jay Williams, our very own, you can hear him every morning right here, along with Keyshawn and Zubin, jumped in and said, "So LeBron was a Pippen with D-Wade once. Nothing wrong with that until you get over the hump." LeBron was never a Pippen to D-Wade.
No, that's not true.
I love Jay Will. He is also a troll. He is also a former player who instantly became a troll. And then LeBron jumped in on that.
Okay.
LeBron replies to Jay Williams and says, "Explain to me what the bleep I got to do with this subject matter. I'm over here minding my damn business preparing for Houston. And by the way, I ain't never been nobody but my damn self." S word at the end. Listen, there's a lot of Giannis is a 30-10 player who's also arguably a top three or four defender in the league.
Right.
Scottie Pippen was a top three or four defender in the league who was never a top five offensive player. Okay, Scotty career, you're talking about a guy who's what, 21-8?
It would have been hard to do that.
21-7 assists. It doesn't
playing
work.
With Jordan, again, what if he stayed in Seattle? Would those numbers have been higher?
Perhaps, but the thing is, since we don't know, it's hard to point out the guy who's a star, a young star of a team, who has made them the favorite to win the championship this year, and compare him to someone who is regarded, though as a great player, as the second player. Because he's clearly... totally. I would rather you make the argument that he needs a Robin. But if you want to, if you want to do that, but you can't tell me he's not Batman.
Well, we'll see. I mean, these are all regular season numbers.
But like we watch Kristaps, I was able to watch Kristaps, and I could tell this guy's not the guy. He doesn't want the big shot. He doesn't want the ball. He's not that dude.
Right,
you can't tell me that's what you see with Giannis.
No,
I just don't see that.
And again, I fundamentally agree with you. I'm just saying that rather than jump Richard Jefferson, let's see what happens with Milwaukee. What if they get swept in this series? Milwaukee ends up just becoming a team that just makes it to the second round every year and doesn't win a championship? Then can you look at him and say, I don't know if he puts up great numbers, but is he Batman? Is he somebody that can carry a team? He does it in the regular season, but you get paid in the postseason. Now, he hasn't lost yet. That's where I'll jump Richard Jefferson. Didn't we learn our lesson from the first round? Just because they're down 2-0, then what are you going to do if they win the next 4 games by 30 points apiece? Are you going to start praising how he's the best player in the basketball again? Can they lose the series first? That's where I would jump RJ on. I wouldn't jump him on having this opinion. I think it's provocative. I think it's thought-provoking.
But well, how about this?
Can they lose first?
Well, how about this? Let me close the argument with RJ on this. Not our RJ, Richard Jefferson. In the year when Jordan stepped away and Scottie was the man, he had 22-5.
Well, he didn't want the ball.
22 points, 5 assists.
That was the biggest thing. He didn't want the ball against the Knicks.
And then when push comes to shove in the playoffs, we know what happened there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, we mentioned the Bucks and Heat game, and we know about the foul called there that cost the Bucks when Giannis stepped out and put a hand on Jimmy Butler. Let's hear from Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer about the call at the end of the game.
Well, I would say we're disappointed with the judgment, with the decision, the timing. It's a tough job. I have a lot of respect for the officials and the crew tonight. It's not an easy job. And, of course, you know, we have our way of seeing things, and we're going to disagree. But we need to, you know, shift our attention to game three and getting prepared for that and, you know, understand that that's the most important thing right now.
Very professional way of answering that question.
Yeah. Not happy, but, hey, what can you do here? Jim Harden did not have a good game seven. However, it was his blocked shot that sealed the game for the Rockets and the series over the Thunder. Let's hear from Jim on ESPN about his game seven performance.
Offensively, I played like excuse my language, but I couldn't make a shot, turn the ball over, just doing everything that was not supposed to happen, but I just kept sticking with it. You know, my teammates give me confidence throughout the course of games, and defensively I had to make a play, and I tried to close out to him. Dort has been knocking down some shots tonight, so I wanted to get out to him.
I really hope the Rockets can at least be competitive here with the Lakers, and I'll tell you what, Don, if they never make a run here with Jim, I don't know, it's going to end up being a real... I don't like the way it'll end up maybe allowing people to remember James Harden historically. Because right now, that dude is the best offensive player in basketball on a night-in, night-out basis. There's no scorer like James Harden. And I just feel like if they don't at some point make a bit of a run and go to a final, have a chance to win, is anyone going to remember as well as they should?
Can you give me a conference final? Have they been to the conference final?
Wasn't that a conference final against Golden State? Or was that second round?
And we need Andrew to confirm.
I know. I thought there was. I thought it was a Warriors-Rockets conference final.
You're probably right.
But still, I need a finals from a player as great as Jim Harden.
That we can confirm.
We need that. I mean, he really... you love to see him get a ring. He's been that good now for a long time. There is some concern around Le'Veon Bell and the relationship between Le'Veon and Coach Gase. Well, Le'Veon spoke about that today.
We've been having positive talks, you know, ever since I got here. I don't understand why everybody keeps trying to put me and Gase against each other. Like, we're not against each other, so I understand how hard it is to believe that, but we actually like each other. So, I don't get the, you know, everybody trying to put us against each other, but it's fine. You know, we understand what comes with the territory, and we're going to just keep our head down and keep working.
Come back to me, Lev.
By the way, 2017-2018, it was Rockets-Warriors in the conference finals. Come back to you, Lev. What do you mean?
Well, then why didn't you just leave it alone with the disagreement on your injury? Why did you have to tweet that out? How do you think people are going to look at that? You having a problem with the coach. And well, listen, we've defended the heck out of this guy.
Maybe he didn't see that as being a coach thing specifically. It was just about the team.
Well, the coach says something, and instead of going to him, you tweet out that you're fine. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
But I'm not saying that you have a problem with him, but don't say where does it come from.
Right, that's fair. That's totally fair. Real quick. Josh Gordon getting another chance to play with the Seahawks. He'll sign a one-year deal. Hopefully this time he's able to stay in the right space be healthy. Yeah, me too. I think everyone wants to see that story end positively in the NFL. And then also, man, Bucks getting interesting. Leonard Fournette has a home, and it's with Tom Brady, Mike Evans and company in Tampa.
Oh,
that'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening as we get ready for Islanders Flyers.
We told you.
Come on.
We told you it was going to be great.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.